favorite quotes comes from the movie Moulin Rouge, and it's the greatest thing you could ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. And that's what we'll be discussing in this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified, where we make it easy to learn how our everyday lives and habits impact our health and well-being. My name is Maggie, and I'm your host for this podcast. Yesterday, August 25th, was Chinese Valentine's Day. The day is also called Double Seventh Day, because it falls on the seventh day of the seventh month of the lunar calendar. This has been celebrated since the Han Dynasty in 206 BC through 220 AD. When I found out about the special day, I thought, how does love impact our health? The answer might surprise you. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Before we can see the impact of love, we need to understand its ways. So, what is love? I was getting to it! Jeez, people can be so impatient. Anyways, by looking at the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, love has multiple definitions, and they include strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, and affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interests. So because love is more commonly associated as a romantic bond between two individuals, that's the prime example I will be using for today's episode. The next question we need to ask is, how do we fall in love? Well, that usually begins with a crush. Now, a crush is usually superficial. There is something about the other person, whether it's a physical feature, like their eyes, their smile, their dimples, or the aura they give off when they enter a room, that it just makes your heart flutter. However, a crush is temporary. It wears off, and then soon you find another crush. But if you do get the opportunity to talk to your crush, and later down the road, you both find out you have similar feelings for each other, it can develop into something deeper. You start to like each other for your personality, quirks and all. You always want to be with one another. And that is what's called love. But why do we fall in love? Director of the Brogard Lab for Multisensory Research at the University of Miami, Dr. Barrett Brogard, compiled 11 reasons why we fall in love for Psychology Today. Dr. Brogard explains that in general, people falling in love can be due to similarities in personality and beliefs, familiarity with spending time with each other, and reciprocal liking, which is just science language for you like them and they like you. So now you're in love. Your friends and family always see you and your honey boo together, having a good time, laughing, cuddling, and just enjoying each other's company. Now what is seen on the outside is also a reflection of what happens on the inside. Because when it comes to love, the brain seals the deal. In her TED Talk, How Your Brain Falls in Love, biologist Don Maslar explains the biochemical changes that occur in the brain when someone is in love. Now don't worry, this is Wellbeing Simplified, so I will keep this simple. What Maslar wanted to look at was not only what happens when we are in love, but how we get there. Basically, looking at the roadmap rather than the destination. Now, there weren't any human studies available to show what exactly happens in the brain when we are falling in love. So, she looked at animal studies and focused on the prairie vole, which is monogamous and mates for life. In other words, they look at another vole and they say, "Hey, how you doing? Let's start a family." They observed levels of different neurotransmitters, which are brain chemical messengers, and they looked at what would happen if they injected a blocker for that neurotransmitter into the vole. Now, the process as to what happens when we are falling in love is different between males and females. For ladies, there is a rise in dopamine, which is our feel-good hormone, and oxytocin, which is known as the cuddling or bonding hormone. Now for the ladies, when you're dating, oxytocin goes up, but it skyrockets when you're making love. For guys, it's a different story. There is also that increase in dopamine, but there's also an increase in testosterone and an increase in something called vasopressin, which is like a macho version of oxytocin. Now, here's the important bit. Testosterone blocks the effects of oxytocin. A guy falls in love when he decides to commit. And when he does that, his testosterone level drops. So ladies, you know what that means. Unlimited cuddles from your guy. So how does being in love benefit our health? To help answer this question, we will turn to someone who knows about love by studying the heart. No, seriously, we're going over to the Anne Arundel Medical Center, where cardiologist Dr. Baron Killikol explains how love contributes to our overall physical and mental health. I told you, we're getting input from an expert on the heart. First, love contributes to an overall healthier heart. According to Dr. Killikol, love, whether it be from a romantic relationship or even really good friendships, decrease our fight or flight response, which means less stress placed on the body, and it helps maintain a healthy heart, which will be followed by healthy blood pressure levels. Now that's a great package if you ask me. The great Dr. Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory said, "People say you can't live without love. I think oxygen is more important." Well, Dr. Cooper, being in love can be just as necessary as oxygen, as it also benefits your lungs. Dr. Killikol says that married people are less likely to end up in the intensive care unit, require ventilators, and have shorter hospital stays. Additionally, according to UT Health Austin, MRIs of people in committed long-term relationships also have a greater activation in areas of the brain that trigger reward and pleasure, and lesser activation in areas which trigger anxiety. Now, if there are any single Pringles out there, don't worry, you can still gain these health benefits solely by having a strong social support system from friends and family. One of the things scientists have looked at in particular are the impacts of hugging. One study, which is available in the Psychological Science Journal, showed how the amounts of hugs someone received played a role in their immunity. Here's what they did. Researchers from the Department of Psychology at Carnegie Mellon University took 404 volunteers in the Pittsburgh area and asked them about their relationships, as well as how many hugs they got that day. And they did this for 14 days, so 2 weeks. Then, after they were talking to them, all the volunteers were invited to a local hotel where they were isolated in separate rooms, and they were given nasal drops, which contained a virus that causes symptoms of the common cold. Now, what they found out was the participants that hugged more during the day experienced less severe symptoms and made a quicker recovery compared to those who hugged less. And think about it. When we hug, we feel a sense of pleasure. It feels good. When we have this good feeling continuing throughout the day, there is less stress placed on the body overall. And if you remember from our stress episode, stress directly impacts our immune system. So, hug away. The take on this episode, surround yourself with people that make you feel good, that make you feel loved. And that was quite a lovely episode. Make sure to follow Wellbeing Simplified on Instagram at Wellbeing Simplified 2020 for updates on episodes, health and fit wellness tips, and some fitness humor for your entertainment. And I would love to hear what topics you would like to hear me discuss in the future. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. See you next time.